Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Mem Aleph, Baba Kama 41a, pagination is 81, starting from the Mishnah, about 10 lines from the top, on the topic of kofar, the special redemption payment that the owner of an animal sometimes has to pay. Shosha Nogech is Ha'adam Umeis. An animal gored a person, Rahmana Litzlan, the person died. Muad, if the animal was a muad for such behavior, mishalim kofar, then the owner has to pay redemption money for what happened through his animal. Vitam, but if the animal is a tam, does not have a track record like this, pater mina kofar, does not have to pay kofar, v'zeh v'zeh chayovin misa, but either way, whether the animal has a track record or does not, either way, the animal is put to death for killing. The Gemara asks the obvious question, v'chimei'acha demetam katlinon le, if it's true that even the tam gets killed for killing, mu'ad hechi mishkachas lo, how would you ever get a case that the animal is a mu'ad for killing such that the owner has to pay kofar? Again, kofar is only paid if the animal was a mu'ad when it killed. Two lines later, among the answers that the Gemara gives, we'll discuss three. Hacha b'mayaskinan, what are we talking about? Kigon shesikein l'shlosha b'nei adam. This animal gored and put into dangerous situation three people, but they didn't die right away. And when it finally gored now, the initial people died, and the animal has a status of a muad so that the owner is paying kofar, but those people did not die initially, and that's why we didn't put the animal to death. Skipping down four lines, another answer, kigon shahorag l'shlosha b'nei adam tereifa, that the animal killed three people who themselves were very ill, deathly ill. And because these people were not regular healthy people, the animal was not put to death, but it nevertheless has the status of a muad because it doesn't know that the person has a hole in its lung or something. It killed a person, and therefore it becomes a muad. The Gemara over here says, "O muad l'treifa, have a muad l'shalem," is a muad for a person who has a wound that gives him deathly ill status. Is that event going to make the animal a muad for a shalem, for a person whose health is intact? That's the way Rashi learns, in which case this would be an objection and this case would not stand. We'll see in a moment, the Rambam counts this as a valid example, and the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah learn that the Rambam must have learned these words b'nichusa. It's a statement of fact that indeed a muad l'tereifa is a muad l'shalem. Elo amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa answered. This is the third answer that we're quoting from the Gemara. De katal va'orak la'agma. It's a situational answer. The animal killed and ran to the meadow. Dekotel va'orak la'agma. It killed and it ran away. And that's why it wasn't killed, because of its behavior. But you're right, intrinsically, once the animal kills, it was supposed to be put to death. But we have a case where it wasn't, and it accumulated numerous times to the point that it's a muad, and that's why it pays kofar. The Rambam, in Niske Mamon, Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel, writes, Ho'il v'chol behema chayev ha'ov shahargu es ha'odam niskalin, since the rule is that any animal or bird that kills a person ends up getting killed, he'ach yimatze muad laharog, how do you find the case of an animal that's a muad to kill, achi yishalmu ba'olav es ha'kofer, such that the owner would have to pay kofar? And the Rambam gives the answer as we mentioned, Shahorag Shlosha Yisrael Trefa Va'achakach Horag Shalem. The animal killed three people who are Trefa, who are ill because of a wound, and then it killed a Shalem. So it had the status of a Muad, but we didn't kill it yet. And it's on this statement that the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah say the Rambam must have learned those critical words, Benichusa, as a statement rather than a wonderment, as Rashi does. O Shaharagu Barach Uvarvi Nitvas, or it killed and ran away and was finally captured after the fourth time. That would be a case of Kofar. V'chein im sikin shlosha b'nei adam. And likewise, if it endangered three people, meaning it gored them and eventually they died, but we would not put the animal to death until it actually turns out to be a mortal wound. And we don't know that right away. And therefore it continued doing its thing without getting killed. Finally, now the case would be that Bailim Mishalmin Es HaKofer, that the owner has to pay the redemption money besides the fact that the animal gets killed. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.